Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing our series of Shuvim Rambam Hachos Malachim. Perek Vav Halacha Beis. This is the first year of B'siyat of the Shemaya. And we are continuing our series in Hachos Malachim, Hashem. And this year should be a special schus for Kol Ha'am, Hayoshev B'tzion, especially Matan Ben Devorah, and Golan Ben Gavriela, and Yishmas Marseh, Sipas B'Shmuel, Shachat Shkrim, Shachat Chanam, Zemeir Zer, B'Shmuel, Pinchas B'Yakob Tzvi, Ben Zishmer B'Yosef. Rambam writes, "V'yesh le'melech lahasnei simam shika chatzim mamon amor karkos, v'yiniach kol ha'metatlin o ha'metatlin v'yiniach ha'karkos kefi ma shi'asne." And the king should make a tanai with them to take half of their money or the land, and leave all of the metatlin or the metatlin and leave the land as he stipulated. So this Rambam is lechora, it doesn't have a biur as it's written before us. So it must be that it just has to be read the. It comes in the wrong place. The king can make a condition to take half of their money. Kama. Oh, hakarkos v'yaniach kol ha'metatlin. Oh, metatlin v'yaniach hakarkos. So half is either the land and he leaves all the metatlin, or the metatlin movable objects and he leaves the land as he stipulates. Okay, that's how the Rambam reads. However, we have a number of kashas. Number one, asks Marina Rabbeinu Morinei Lishmol Zichot Tavis Nefesh Gano Kod Rav David Zitzel. Number one, how do you know that the metaltalin are half and the karkars are half? Rambam says half mona, either karkar or metaltalin. Who says that's chetzi chetzi? Number two, when the Rambam says metaltalin, he says v'niach kol metaltalin, leave all the metaltalin. When he talks about karkos, he doesn't say all the karkos, he says karkos. Number three, the Rambam writes is a tenai. What's the meaning of a tenai over here? We have to understand the Rambam's svar. There's no marker for the Rambam. So what's his logic over here? What's his rationale? But dvar matmim. So maybe we can explain as follows. The Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph that the meaning of the mass is that they should be prepared to do the king's work with their body and with their money. The Ramban doesn't learn like that in his Perush Al Torah and Parashat Shoftim. He says the mass is Sheyale Alei Melech Yisrael Sanhedrin Livnos Beis Lambeis Lamelech Vemiskenos. The mass is imposed. This tax is imposed by the king of Israel or the Sanhedrin, in order to build the house of the king, the cities. So it's lav dafka lemelech v'aydei amelech, it's also aydei Sanhedrin. So the Rambam says that the mass is just for the king, to work for the king. And the Ramban says that it's a tax paid not just for the king, but also it says melech Yisrael or Sanhedrin. It's imposed by the melech Yisrael or Sanhedrin, not just the king. And then avdus, the Rambam says that they serve the king, and the Ramban says that any Jew can take from them to be water carriers and wood choppers. So you see, this machlek is Rambam Ramban. Are the mas and avdus exclusively for the king, which is a tenai for peace? The mas and are part of the peace plan? Is the mas and avdus only for the king, like the Rambam? Or the mas and avdus also for the people, like the Ramban? So apparently, the machlokes is that the Ramban holds that the kibush is for all the Jewish people. And since the kibush is for all the Jewish people, so the mas and avdus are also. Now, the king, as we spoke about in our earlier shiurim, in Perakim al-Achahei, we spoke about other places, that the king is a klal, the king encompasses a libo lev kol kal Yisrael. According to the Ramban, when the king is imposing a tax, he's doing it as part of the collective, as the representative of the collective Jewish people. Also the Sanhedrin, sometimes they serve as poskim, sometimes they serve as representatives of the Jewish people. Kayadum aforsim midivrei rav mibrisk, we spoke about it in Perek Aleph, in Halacha Gimel. Other places. So according to the Ramban, the king and the Sanhedrin are acting on behalf of the Jewish people, and therefore the tax is for all the Jewish people. And also the working is for all the Jewish people. Everybody can take woodcutters, water carriers. That's the Ramban. But the Rambam holds, no. Like we explained in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud, that the Yesod Kinyan Kibush V'Abizah Bal Muhammad is for the king. They're just Dinei Chalukah Mikoach HaMelech. And that's all Kinyan Kibush. But Mas and Abdus have no Dinei Chalukah, and therefore it goes back to the king. And therefore the Rambam writes that Kviyas HaMas is for the king. And who Din Kinyan Abdus? Kinyan Avdus Lamas Eino Ela Lamelech. So it all goes to the king. That The king imposes the mass, and they work on behalf of the king. Right, we spoke about how they themselves become for mass, and that's the Hechetimsi, is the Avdus, Nivzim, Shvalim, but HaKoponim, it's all for the king. For the Ramban, it's for the people. Parenthetically, we have to understand the Pesukim in Yoshua in the 16th chapter, Shoftim, the first chapter, that it says, Al Kibush Kol Sheva V'Sheva V'Hila Mas. And this must be Ayadei Sanhedrin Shalos V'Shevet, because there was no king yet. So we have to say that the Machemish Kibush Arutz is no Schus LaMelech. We spoke about Perak Dalet Alech Ayur, and therefore the Rambam is Mode, that the Mas is Ayadei HaKlal. That's when they originally made the original capture. But not afterwards. So according to this, we can say as follows, that the Rambam writes in Perak Dalet Alech Ayur, that the Karkos that the king captures are all his. And only the other Biza, he goes 50-50 with the warriors. Perak Dalet Alech Tes, Alech Yud. So we see that Mitzad Atzmo, there are two Inyanei Biza v'Kibush. Number one, there's a special Inyan of Karkos, and there's a different Din Chaluka from other Biza. Here the king takes it all. And number two, there's a Din Biza b'Metaltlin. But even though that also primarily goes to the king, nevertheless, there's a Din to give half to the Anshei Melchama. So it's a different din of Biza and Kibush, and because of that, there are other dinim of different. The dinim are different than Kibush Karkos, and according to this, we can say that the din of the Rambam here is not imposing some type of tax, as some would understand the Rambam here. The tax is an inyan that is not an inyan of Tanai. It's nothing to do with the Tanai, but rather they make peace. Part of the peace is Avdus and Mas of Avdus, and now you have an additional din. That because of this Mas and Avdus, we don't wage war with them, but the king still retains his rights. The king still has rights to their Karkos and Metaltlin. In other words, they're not going to make a war. What the king is doing here is he's retaining his rights to Karkos and Metaltlin, that he shouldn't lose out because there was no war. He shouldn't lose out because of the peace. And this chus is expressed in two ways. Number one, the din tzchiyah of Karkos, and then number two, the din tzchiyah of Metaltlin. So he can't make it tonight to receive everything that he would receive in war. So for right now, he's not waging war. And his chus is only not to lose his rights in the biza, that he shouldn't lose because he made peace. And Karkos and Metaltlin, which are two types of biza, we call echad mehem yesh kiyum din biza shel melech. V'shuvi efshe la'akev ha'shalom. El she'echol levchol bein bizas Karkos lebizas Metaltlin. So now, the king can't hold back the peace. They accepted the Mas and the Avdus. They accepted the peace. They accepted the Sheva Mitzvahs. But the king just shouldn't have to lose out on everything. So now he has a right. If there would have been a war, you would have gotten Karkos and Metaltlin. And now you get to choose. Which one do you want? It makes a Tanai that he shouldn't lose out. That's why it's a Tanai. The condition is, I'm making a condition that I shouldn't lose out. That now that we made, that we have this Shalom with Mas and Avdus, I shouldn't lose out on what I would have had had there been a war. Sheyesh lemelech zchut shelo lafsid zchuto lebiza v'kibush bekarkaot u'metaltlin, v'ayinu latznot shekatav haram shu gegeder tnai. So that's the tnai, that he's not going to lose out on what he would have gotten had there been a war. So now we understand why the Rambam says, O Karkos, v'yaniach kol ha'metaltlin. The Rambam doesn't say all Karkos. He just says Karkos, and then kol ha'metaltlin. Why? The O, what's this O? לפי מה שנתבאר גם כשנוטל. המטלטלן אין הנוטל על המחצה, שיזור חובו במלחמה. Remember we said before? We said that when there's a war and there are carcass involved, and there are metaltalin involved, he only gets half. If there are carcass involved, then he gets it all. גם כשנוטל מטלת לנוטל המחצה שיזוכו במוחמה. ואם כן הנפקא מינה בין נטילת הקרקעות ונטילת המטלתלן, אין הוא אל לעניין כל המטלתלן, שמניחם כשנוטל הקרקעות. Then when he takes the karka, he leaves all the מטלתלן. מה שאין כן, when he takes the מטלתלן, he's only going to be taking half when he takes the karkos. So either way, he's either taking all the karkos or leaving all the karkos. The karkos is an all or nothing proposition. But the metaltalin, it would depend that if the king takes the karkos, then he leaves all the metaltalin. And he'll call the metaltalin. When he takes the metaltalin, then he's only taking half. So that's the distinction between the metaltalin. When he takes the karkos, he's leaving half of them, he's leaving all of the metaltalin. And when he takes the metaltalin, and he's only taking half, and the male is leaving all the karkos, but the karkos is always all. But the metaltalin would depend on whether he's taking the metaltalin or leaving them. If he's taking them, he takes half. If he's leaving them, he leaves them all, takes the karka instead. Or an alternative possibility in the Rambam is that the Rambam is telling us that here, the laws change. That normally if you have a melchama din chalukas shala, there's a din mechza l'anshei tzava. But here there's no din chalukas shala. So memela, his schus, is for all the metaltalin. That's where the Rambam stresses, v'yaniach kol metaltalin. So if he's notel, only when he's notel karkos, he's v'yaniach kol metaltalin. But if he's not notel karkos, then he's notel kol metaltalin. But the Rambam is stressing all the metaltalin because here, the metaltalin have a din of all, but the karkos, you don't have to say, we already know the karkos have a din of all. Because when there's war, the karkos are all, right? They all go to the king. So, but normally the metaltalin are 50-50, and here the Rambam is telling us, but here in this deal that they make with the nations, it's going to be no 50-50 with the metaltalin. It's either going to be all the metaltalin or none of the metaltalin. That's the second possibility. And again, the first possibility is that it depends what he chooses. If he chooses karkos, then he leaves all the metaltalin. If he chooses to take the metaltalin, then it's going to be 50-50. So that was the first segment of this shiur. B'siyata d'shmaya. Next time we will have the second and final explanation of this Rambam and this particular series, of course, Vatara Chavamina Yam. So obviously it never ends, but we do what we can in the limited time that we have in Olam Hazeh. Tishem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend. B'nei Neder Lamshich.